like another pound, Miss Dale.
I've taken 10 already.
Well, take 10 more if you can get them. This is your night. Take up the curtain again, Ellie.
Oh, Ellen, it's wonderful. They're mad about you. Oh,
they seem to be, don't they, Jean?
I'm so proud of you. Happy for you. Oh. Your fortune is assured after tonight's ovation.
Assured? Oh, no, Jean. Our fortunes are always in the hands of fate.
Our radio play for this week, Fallen Stars, is based on a story about a famous actress of the past. This story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the remarkable magazine which is read by more people than any other publication in the world. This vitally interesting and entertaining magazine is distributed each week with every Hearst Sunday newspaper.
Oh, Miss Ellen, you were specially grand tonight in that scene where you said goodbye to your sweetheart.
Did you think so, Nettie?
Oh, I did that. Lord, Miss Ellen, I was standing there in the wings, and though I was a seeing it for 100 and odd times, I cried like a fool all over again.
Now, I know I must have played the scene well to make you cry for the 140th consecutive time. Oh, here, help me off with this dress.
Right, oh, Miss Ellen. Do you know, you deserve lots more credit for your success than most actresses getting puffed up in the pipers.
I do. Oh, look out for my headdress, Nettie.
Oh, sorry, Miss Ellen.
Why do you think I deserve more credit?
You being an American's a handicap to start off with.
Well.
Oh, you know what I mean, Miss Ellen. I mean as how the theatre public prefers to see home talent get on. Oh. You've no idea what a feather in your cap it is to have Lannan by storm like you have this season.
Oh, Nettie, it all seems like a dream to me. I'm afraid I'll wake up some morning and find it really has been a dream.
That line of stage door Johnny's out there every night ain't no dream.
Oh, boys, I feel so sorry for them. But I must admit it is rather thrilling to have so much attention.
Oh, Lord bless us, I went and forgot.
What?
Mr. Patton was backside here just after you left to go on for the last act.
Oh.
He said he'd come back when it was over. This must be him now.
Oh. Is that you, Charles?
Yes, my dear. May I come in?
Oh, yeah, just a moment. Oh, all right. Come in, Charles.
Well, my dear, you're positively radiant tonight. You were superb in this act.
Oh, thank you, Charles. Nettie, you go and stand in the wings and let me know when my entrance comes.
Right home, Miss Ellen.
Ellen, that writer fellow, so popular just now. What's his name?
Oh, Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, that's it. He must have been thinking of me when he made that epigram. Most of us are in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
I'm looking at the stars, too. My lucky stars. And, Charles, I'm never going to stop looking at them.
And I'm never going to stop looking at you, Ellen.
Oh, dear Charles.
Ready to go on stage, Ellen? Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's quite all right, Jean. You know Mr. Patton.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I've got Nettie posted in the wings to warn me when my cue is coming.
Right you are. I'll skip along, then.
All right.
Ellen, I've got a surprise for you. Now, shut your eyes and hold out your hand.
A surprise for me?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Charles?
Shut your eyes, or no surprise.
All right.
Thanks. On second thought, it might not be such a surprise after all. Part of it, anyway. Here. Now you can look.
Oh. Diamond ring. Oh, Charles, no. I couldn't accept such a valuable present.
Not even when I offer you my name to go with it?
Charles, I...
I love you, Ellen. I want you to be my wife.
I'm deeply honored. But I have my career to think of.
I'm not asking you to give that up.
Miss Ellen, begging your pardon, they're getting on towards your seat.
Oh, thank you, Nettie. I'll be there directly.
Right on, Miss Ellen. I'll keep my ear peeled for your cue.
Well, Ellen, what's your answer?
This is so sudden, Charles. You're a very dear friend, and I want you to remain so.
You won't have me.
As a friend, always, I hope. For I'm very fond of you, and but I'm not in love with you.
I should have known. Well, I'll always be in love with you.
Someday you'll meet someone else, Charles.
You don't know me, if you think that. I never loved anyone but you, and I never will. But I'm a patient man, Ellen. Someday, perhaps you may need me. I'll never give up hoping.
I wonder what kind of a party this will be, Ellen.
A very nice one, I'm sure, Jean.
All the best people come to Lady Carrington's soirees.
I hope she has an eligible millionaire hanging about.
Why?
I'm getting tired of trying to support myself. I'm ready to let her husband do it.
But, Jean, wouldn't you have to be in love to marry a man?
Oh, it would be more thrilling, but he'd still have to have money. Oh. Love wears pretty thin when the money runs out.
Does it?
I'm surprised you didn't snap up that Charles Patton. There's a man who's able to keep a wife in style.
Charles is really a dear.
Is he going to be here tonight?
I suppose so. He usually is at these parties.
Isn't it rather embarrassing, running into him since you told him to skidoo?
Oh, of course not. Why shouldn't we be friends?
I don't know how you do it, Ellen. The lads I give the cold shoulder to don't hang about my feet.
Charles is different.
He must be.
Jean.
Yes?
I may have a surprise for you tonight.
Whatever do you mean, Ellen?
Just that. You wait and see. Oh, here we are.
Oh.
Watch out for your train, my dear.
Yes.
Driver, you may return for us at 1 o'clock.
Righto, miss.
At one? Is that all the time we're staying?
I don't know about you, Jean, but with the matinee tomorrow, Ellen Fair intends to remain fair.
There. I've been impatiently waiting for you.
How are you, Lady Carrington?
And Miss Traynor.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're both here. Everybody's dying to meet you. I must announce you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Ellen, my dear. Good evening, Miss Traynor.
Good evening.
Well, how did the show go tonight?
Not so well, Charles.
Really? Oh, I'm so sorry. What happened?
I got only 9 curtain calls instead of the usual 10.
Oh,
there's that cute Lord Illingsby without his mother. Do forgive me if I leave you, too.
There goes the new Lady Illingsby, or I missed my guest.
If Jean runs according to schedule, you won't miss your guest.
My friend, your attention, please. I wish to present the guest of honor, the famous actress, Ellen Fair.
Oh. Let's have a sample. Actress, Miss Fair, won't you?
Will you oblige us with something, Miss Fair?
Why?
But really, Lady Carrington, we're dramatic actresses, not parlor elocutionists.
Jean. You're all most kind, but I think there's nothing so boring as an actress giving a reading. Besides, I've just come from a fatiguing performance. I'm not a professional singer, but if you'll permit me, I'll try to entertain you with a little song from America. In this song, I'm supposed to be just 5 years old.
I love my little cat, I do. With soft black silky hair. It comes each day with me to school and sits upon the chair. When teacher says, "Why do you bring that little pet of yours?" I tell her that I bring my cat along with me because Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow bow wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow bow wow. I've got a little cat, and I'm very fond of that. But I'd rather have a bow wow 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 wow.
Now everybody, join me in the chorus.
Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow bow wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow bow wow. I've got a little cat, and I'm very fond of that. But I'd rather have a bow wow 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 wow.
Congratulations, Ellen. It was very amusing.
Congratulations, Miss Fair. That was terribly clever.
Was this the surprise you had for me, Ellen?
No, not the song. Oh, here comes my surprise now.
Major Dunn.
Oh, Ellen, you are magnificent. I had no idea that my future wife...
John.
What's this, Major? Your future wife?
Oh, I say, it slipped out. I didn't mean to say that, Ellen, darling.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now. I suppose you might as well tell them, John.
Well, very well, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention for just a moment, please? I have the privilege of announcing that Miss Fair has done me the honor of consenting to marry me.
Well, this is a surprise.
I hope you'll be very happy, Ellen.
Thank you.
the time when that scene took place, Ellen Fair was acclaimed as the greatest dramatic actress of her day. Now a quarter of a century has passed, and we meet her again.
Here you are, Ellie, old girl. I'll pick you up this evening, as usual.
Oh, thank you, Tom. You're very kind to an old flower peddler, bringing me here every morning and taking me home night.
Oh, forget it. You may be a flower peddler, but you're a lady, that's what you are. You ain't never said, but I got a feeling you was somebody once.
Yes, Tom, I was. You know, 25 years ago, I played on the stage of that theater across the street there. You wouldn't think it now, but I was Ellen Fair, the toast of the town.
Lord, lummy, you was Ellen Fair.
Well, Ellen Fair? Can this be Ellen Fair?
Yes, I'm Ellen Fair.
Don't you remember me, Helen?
Why, gee, is this really you?
Yes.
Why, I thought...
Oh, I am Lady Illingsby, but I'm flat broke, too. I lost all my money on my horses. But you, I thought you were fixed for life.
No, I left all my money on the green tables of Monte Carlo.
And you make a living selling these flowers?
A living? Well, I keep alive, that's all.
An idea.
Oh, you mean you want... Oh, no. No, Jean. You and I can't both sell flowers in front of this theater. The management saw two old women annoying the customers. They'd have the police arrest us as nuisances.
Well, I don't fancy selling flowers anyway. There's an easier way out.
There's no sense running away from fate, Jean. I found that out. When John died, I tried to run away from his memory by marrying Charles. But it was no use.
Charles, I've often thought about you and Charles Patton. Where is he now?
I found his love for me too stifling. He never let me out of his sight. Finally, I got a chance to return to America. I left England. Charles killed himself.
Ellen, I'm terribly sorry.
I tried to forget him through the gaming tables. There was no use running away from fate. I lost everything, and here I am.
I'll have to either end it all or wind up with you, Ellen, in the gutter.
In the gutter. Maybe Oscar Wilde was right.
I remember. He said, most of us are in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
But they don't look up to see us, Ellen. We're fallen stars.
The radio drama to which you have just listened was taken from a dramatic story of one of the famous theatrical stars of yesterday. The story will be published in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that entertaining magazine which has by far the largest circulation in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.